Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, March 11th, 2024. So, on a day that is not the Ides of March, but you can see it from here, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you do it as quickly and as expeditiously as that answer suggested?
I did it fairly quickly, yes.
Okay, good.
And it was an interesting theme, and the revealer clue caught me by surprise.
Oh, okay.
I thought it'd be something kind of, you know, corny or trite, but it was very clever, I thought.
Mm-hmm. You could keep us in suspense, or you could expound on this.
Okay. Well, there were four themed clues, and they were all different kinds of games. The first one was 16 across, Mattel offering with cards for making hilarious comparisons, and that was apples to apples. And then we had 23 across, Washington's official state sport since 2022. I thought that was very interesting. The answer was pickleball.
Yes.
That's a state sport now. Wow. 35 across, beanbag tossing sport was cornhole. And the last one was 46 across, app craze of the early 2010s, familiarly. And that was Candy Crush.
Yay.
So, and the revealer clue was dystopian novel film series, or what the answers to the starred clues or the themed clues are. And that was The Hunger Games. Because all of them were games that had food in them. Apples to apples, pickleball, cornhole, and Candy Crush.
Yes.
So I thought, well, that was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
They tied games into the Hunger Games.
Right.
Very good.
And this was by Rebecca Goldstein and Rachel Fabi.
We've heard those names before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Goldstein, quite a lot. And she just won a Crossword Constructor of the Year.
Oh, really?
From some group called Orca.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wonder if they give out awards for a crossword podcast.
I don't know if we're in the running or even how we would enter. If I get it right, or is this grid skinny?
It looks skinny, doesn't it?
Let's yes.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
There will be a brief pause while one of us
15,
counts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10,
11, if we used multitasking,
yes,
we could have done this faster.
15.
14 by 15. 15,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope they're not getting paid by the letter, because they just deprived themselves of a significant chunk of change.
That's interesting. We've had several now that have been not exactly square. So
perhaps they're preparing us for some novel era in which all sorts of shapes are possible.
Or maybe they're just downsizing. Maybe the New York Times said, nope, we can't afford any more pixels, so get rid of a row.
Those pixels are not cheap. No, I'm sure Rebecca Goldstein and Rachel Fabi, and especially Rebecca Goldstein, probably have a little bit of influence. Just like, we know this isn't quite the right size, but look at how good it is.
And it was an interesting grid when
yes.
you look at it. Just for a Monday, not too many dark squares. I mean, lots of longer answers.
I actually found this a little bit crunchier than usual for a Monday.
Oh, uh-huh.
I mean, you said you found it fairly straightforward.
Yeah, I found it was pretty easy, but there were a lot of long answers. I mean, all of the theme clues were very long, but there were some other ones in there as well.
Right. I think there was only one gimme for me. And that was 28 down, Jean-Luc Blanc, captain of the USS Enterprise, Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard,
that was
yes.
That was the only one I could just rattle off. I didn't really know apples to apples. I mean, I guess we probably even have that game.
I don't think we do.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought we did at one point, but
maybe.
Perhaps I hallucinated. I did know, okay, another gimme, 15 across, actor Alan of MASH. Alda.
Yes. We haven't seen him for a while.
No, he has been missing in action.
Uh-huh.
Pleasure to see him back.
Uh-huh. Yep. Did you know 2 down, U.S. soccer star Megan?
Rapinoe.
That's correct.
I did know that.
Very good.
I was as shocked as anybody. Yeah, I'm just looking here at the Alda statistics. And the highlight for Alda appearing in the grid was 2000, when he appeared 12 times.
Whoa, once a month.
Or maybe just like 12 times in 1 month. I don't know. It would have been excessive. It would have been Alda month.
Can you click on the year or the... Can you click on those? They don't do anything. Okay.
For listeners, in case you're wondering what Gene was just mentioning, we're looking at a grid on xwordinfo.com that shows the distribution of Alda through the years, starting from about 1946 or so. Mm-hmm. But that's probably not the same all in Alda.
No, it's not.
His father, I believe.
Father, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. We had metric weight unit, one across, four letters. Had to be gram.
Yeah.
Unless it was something else, but it wasn't.
Nope.
Let's see. Water skiing spot. I started thinking about a boat, because I figured you need one of those if you're going to go water skiing. Turned out to be a lake.
Yes. I thought of lake right away, since we live by a lake.
Yes.
And I have seen water skiers out there.
Not lately.
No, not lately.
They'd have to be pretty brave, even for Wisconsin.
They'd have to be ice skiers, but...
Yes.
But not right now, but...
Mm-hmm. And five down, carrying on with the metric weight unit motif, ounces and ounces. And the answer was pounds, actually spelled, abbreviated as LBS. Because
right.
Ounces were just OZS and OZS.
That's correct, yes.
Ozzes and Ozzes, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what you put for 52 across. Tic-tac-toe win.
Oh.
Is that what you put right away?
No.
Or did you think about, is it XXX or OOO? And then you thought, statistically... Probably
I think I was working on the downs at that point.
Oh,
so 47 down, who asked blank was you.
Yes.
And then spiral-shelled mollusk was a conch. Mm-hmm. So I had two of the three O's.
Uh-huh.
So okay. that sort of led me...
That was sort of a gimme then.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Although the one next to it, 43 down, sturdy shoe or an Irish accent. I started off with B-R-O, and I went for the word brome.
Which
I believe is a kind of car, or some sort of a transport.
A brome.
A brome.
I've never heard that word.
So a brome is a horse. It is indeed a horse-drawn carriage with a roof, four wheels, and an open driver's seat in front.
And that's pronounced brome.
Brome. Mm-hmm.
But it's spelled
B R O U G H A M.
Yes.
It might be Broham. I'm not. There might be a little bit of an accent, but it's mm-hmm. definitely not Broham. But it would have been more popular if they'd stuck with Broham. But
maybe.
But what the correct answer was brogue.
That's right.
I certainly recognize an Irish accent as being a brogue, but a sturdy shoe.
Yes.
Oh. I've never heard of a brogue as a shoe.
I don't think that term is used too often these days.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was, you know, more prevalent at a time when people were driving around in broghams.
Could have been,
or
yes,
bromes.
Definitely.
Let's see. What else was...
42 was a great word. Harshly denounce. Scathe. I don't think I've ever seen scathe in the crossword. I'm sure it's probably been in there, but... But scathe.
It somehow looked wrong. You know, I just wanted to say scathing.
Yes, yes. That's the form I always think of that word in. Scathing.
Yes, that is definitely rare. It might be a debut.
Hmm.
But it is not.
Okay.
There were three debuts in this crossword. Apples to Apples, Candy Crush, and The Hunger Games.
So, the themed clues.
The themed clues, but mm-hmm. Scathe has shown up 44 times.
Wow.
The very first time in 1942.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time?
Today.
No, I know that.
Before then, it was in July of 2022, excoriate.
Mm.
That's a great word.
Yes. Another one was 33 across. Seriously uncool. Dorky.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, 26 down, get serious was be real.
Be real.
Yes.
Do you ever say that to anyone? Be real.
No, I do not. I've not had that pleasure. Mm-hmm. I think I might say occasionally get real, mm-hmm. but not be real.
Yes. Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Mm. There are just a few answers here that didn't sound quite right to my ear, but it's just my ear, not...
They are truly words.
They are.
They couldn't be in the New York Times crossword.
Exactly.
Unless they're slang.
Right.
Like, gimme.
In which case, or you're something or other, in which case all bets are off. Mm-hmm. 41 down, sincere was earnest. So I don't know why I want to spell earnest without an A.
Because that's the way
people.
Proper name, Ernest,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I presume that Ernest is. There's a lot of pressure on anyone named Ernest to be Ernest.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm.
Probably people named Ernest are like so sick of that pun. They're like, please stop already. Mm-hmm. Never heard that one before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, someone named Jean, I can sympathize with.
Yes. Yes, indeed. 31 across, auto-injection device was an EpiPen.
That's right.
That took me a bit. Oh. And for some, I made a mistake for one down, forest clearings. I went for Glenn's, GLENNS, and it turned out to be Glades.
I think Glenn is just spelled with one N, isn't it?
Well, if it's an extra wide Glenn, let's see. Glenn is spelled G-L-E-N-N, is, let's see, an astronaut who was born in 1921. So that seems to be the leading, so yep, definitely not Glenn.
Glenn is like a name.
Yes. The Glenn indeed just had one N, but.
Glenn Close, the actress, I think her name is G-L-E-N-N.
But I wanted it to fit, and so I was willing to add a couple of extra letters. Maybe I was still recovering from the Sunday crossword where we had three letters in place of one.
Well, that's right.
That's so,
right. But no, Glades was the answer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, not bad for a Monday crossword, and I think that is it for today. Then
okay.
But we do have a little bit of listener mail though, so maybe we should get to that, and then we'll wrap it up. This was from Gregory Ross, and let me see if I can find this here. Shedding some lights on LEDs. I'm guessing that Mike has figured out by now. Oh, there's a sentence that's not going to end well. I'm guessing that Mike has figured out by now how a diode can be part of an LED. But you didn't let on during the podcast, and it wasn't mentioned in the show notes. Maybe you're just fishing for listener mail, winky face. A diode is part of an LED in the same way that America is part of USA. That is, that the D in diode is the D in the LED initialism. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, Gregory, for shedding some light on that. My problem was I was thinking about a hierarchy of electronic components, because I've been teaching this lately, and I was thinking that I had hierarchy in mind, and I was thinking that a diode isn't part of an LED. A diode is a specialized type of LED. It's a really... Oh, I'm sorry. Am I putting you to sleep? Yes. All right. Well, we'll stop with that. But yes, a diode is a part of an LED in the sense that it's that third letter there. Yeah. So I get it now.
Yep.
So... All right. Well, thank you for that, Gregory. Really, really appreciate that. And if anyone else wants to do what Gregory just did, please do. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That is it for today.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.